He said he spent a lot of time bobbing and weaving.
He is doing great.
We are in the fire committee. The date is April 3rd, 2017. The hour is 8:45. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. First order of business is the approval of the minutes from the March 6, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Do I hear any discussion?
Second? No discussion.
No discussion. It will be approved to blow the gavel. Second order of business is public comments. Do we have anybody in the audience who would like to share comments? Mr. Kinnane?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. As you know, I sent you out a lengthy communication about the fire department. I've also been speaking for about 2 years on the fire department before council and different committees and other places now, because people are getting very concerned about what's going on. First and foremost, we have excellent firefighters in town. We're lucky for that. But luck is not what you need in the business of firefighting. I happen to know a little bit about it. I was a lieutenant in the FDNY. I was on litigated fire cases. I have a master's degree in fire protection management. I know a little bit about this stuff. Not that it's not about me. It's not a political issue. It's about the safety of people that live here. The communication I sent you had three general areas. The first was the staffing levels. The second was response times, and the third was our interoperability through mutual aid. Very often we hear about, we're good because we're accredited, but accredited doesn't get you an extra firefighter to the scene. It doesn't get you a hose line into the bedroom to save your child, or into the stairway to protect the firefighter's ability to get to the child. None of that stuff matters to accreditation. Accreditation is a paperwork exercise. A tiny portion of fire departments nationwide use accreditation, and good for them, but if 80% or so isn't doing it, I have to wonder, is that really something we need to aspire to? It's a nice to have, it's not saving lives. As far as mutual aid, I'm often told, don't worry, we'll just call mutual aid when we need it. But in the course of time I've been in town here, I've noticed it takes a little bit longer to get from downtown into Mount Pleasant. That's our most viable mutual aid, is to have maybe an engine from Bougie Street downtown come over to Ravenel. You can pick certain times of the day that those times are increasing where it's almost impossible to get across the bridge. It's not really a viable option. Mutual aid does cover on Ben Sawyer, Sullivan's Island, will send a ladder company over to Mount Pleasant. That's great. It's written agreement, whatever. They're going to come. That little section is great, but Sullivan's Island is not the type of department that's really in a position to augment a town of 85,000. You know, we also have the possibility of two simultaneous events. I've seen this happen where I'm en route to one fire, we're getting called to another one. And it might seem foreign, but as the town grows, it's going to happen. And my mission is to make sure that these guys don't have to go to a funeral. And they may not be in a spot to stand up, take a stand. They're administrative and also fire officers. So they're not going to make waves. I'll bring it up and more than happy to offer assistance in trying to figure out what to do, but you know, when it comes to budget time, we're not meeting minimum national standards from the NFPA. I mean, we just as one example, I asked the good chief this morning, how many people are on duty today? He said 30. The standard for a high-rise building is 42 firefighters. Now, these guys are good, but I don't know how you create 12 extra firefighters when somebody's screaming into the phone from the 8th floor of a hotel.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I have received your email, and we're in the process of reviewing that. We want to respond back to you. We hope that you'll be available to sit down with us to discuss it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Third item on the list is employee years of service recognition. Chief Eric?
Yeah, he's wasn't able to be here this morning and be recognized in-house.
Yeah, recognized in-house. He wouldn't even pick it.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Chief. Fourth item is the budget review, fiscal year 2018. We'll start this off.
I'll handle it. I'll mention the highlights, and of course, Chief's available. Any comment or answer any questions that you like. I'll ask you to go ahead and open your budget and flip to the fire department tab. And I will mention that I'm so proud of our fire department. 9,000 calls for service last year is what the fire department had to respond to. 224 were fires. So 2.5% of all the calls were fire-related. By and large, almost 6,000 are medical in nature, as we've been discussing this morning. So proud of our firemen and our leadership, and you'll see a good segue into salaries, which is the first line item of the fire department. Please know that 30 positions in our fire department pay for the hospitality tax. If we were to flip to that area, you would see that in there, but you'll see the increase, which includes the wage recommendation we have for merit increases for our firemen and women. A little bit further down, maybe about 5 line items or so, you'll see police retirement. The increase in here represents the 2% mandated by the state of South Carolina for pension. And I'll ask you to flip to the next page, to contractual services. And the big change in this line item here is in number 9. It says report management system administrative fee for the Consolidated Dispatch Center. The CDC is now acquiring, they're putting the cost of the reporting back on the participating agencies. And so we're picking up our share, which is represented in that line item. If you flip back to the home sheet, I'll ask you to go approximately 3/4 of the way down, and you'll see a couple line items. One is called medical supplies, and the other is called paramedic supplies. These line items continue to go up. Once we started our paramedic program a few years ago, if you recall, the town of Mount Pleasant didn't have a paramedic program of any size to be able to perform and provide medical services to citizens in need. And a few years back, we made that shift to being able to do that, which is consistent with the large increase in medical calls every year, far outweigh the number of files. And you'll see in here that every year, it seems, we're having to increase medical supplies and paramedic supplies to be able to provide those valuable services to our residents. So I wanted to point out those two line items for you, and the increase is there. And a little bit further down, almost towards the bottom, you'll see an increase in machinery and equipment. We're replacing cardiac monitors. And just under that is vehicles. And actually, probably the best thing to do is to ask you to flip all the way back. There are some tabs closer to the back. One is called the CIP. Ask you to go there. Now I ask you to flip to asset replacements. We can talk about vehicles. CIP is page 122. And about right in the middle of the page, it says public safety. And it's $350,000 program for the master planning of the police fire training facility. That's way up on 17 North. Flip right over to asset replacement, page 129, a little bit further down. Under vehicles and equipment replacements, you'll see the fire department's the second line. And we have $973,000, almost $1 million programmed for the replacement of a pumper engine, 3 other vehicles, as well as some generators. Gentlemen, those are the highlights of the fire department budget, and we're prepared to answer any questions.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the information. Committee, do you have any questions?
You know, we talked about earlier, Eric, transport, and I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to think if there's any way we can recoup some of that cost for those 6,000 trips we make. Any ideas?
Well, sir,
looking at go toward that?
If we were to turn a profit, absolutely yes. But I think it would really require a full study to determine what it would take for us to get into the EMS business. I mean, it's billing, it's manpower, it's administrative staff, it's buying ambulances, it's personnel. Perhaps we get lucky and we contract it out. I mentioned the city I was in before, we operated the EMS service, and it was a perennial loser for us.
Well, not even EMS service, but is there any, what I'm saying is there any other opportunities for us to be able to do that through the impact fees? Just throwing it out there, maybe there's nothing, but I'm just wondering if there is. 6,000 times we respond and we're not making any, not that we want to make money off of it, but I'm just trying to think of a way to try to slow the bleeding on that particular item, if there's anything that we can do. That's all I'm asking.
You know, it's a good question. You know, even the impact fees are capped at 100 grand. I mean, so even, I don't know the cost of the ambulance, I have to believe it's probably less than 100,000, so it wouldn't be impact fee eligible. Manpower wouldn't be impact fee eligible. Really, it's boiled down to being a general fund cost.
Yeah.
The best way we can defray the cost is really doing what we do now, and it's charging as many men and women to a special fund like hospitality tax we pay for 30. So you have a special fund. In other words, the hospitality tax, as you know, is 2% of all prepared food and beverages. So it's, yes, it's being paid by our people, but it's also being paid by visitors and people coming to eat in our restaurants from around the county and around the country. So in essence, we are receiving some money from somewhere else to be able to help offset the cost. But I think going forward, we continue to get older. People are going to need more attention. It's probably becoming a cost of doing business.
I'm just wondering if there was any other way to try and recoup some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to get in the ambulance business either. I mean, like, I know some cities do that. That's why I told you I saw that when I was out of town recently. So I was just asking if there's any other way to use that impact fee money or somehow to offset that expense. That's all.
Good point.
Gary, I've had that conversation a couple times with some of the county folks as well. And Eric's right. That is one service that is not only expensive, but it's difficult to sort of take on. There's very few ways to, as you were describing, very few ways to sort of deal with that. So that's something I thought about last year as well, was there a way to sort of impact that. And I think everybody struggles with that service just because of the expense and the complexity of it.
It's a great service, there's no doubt about it. I'm just trying to find a way to minimize the impact on us, that's all.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Everybody good?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve the budget for the fire department as described by staff.
A second.
Have a second?
Yes.
We have a motion and a second to approve the budget for the fiscal year 2018 for the fire department operations expenditures and fire department capital maintenance expenditures. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it. So,
thank you.
Thank you very much. It's the hour. We are now adjourned.
So we've got a great jump on the day now.
Yeah.
See that one?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I said, you see that? We're half hour early.
Thank you.